As old as her.
I'll defend her age.
So would I.
We're the same age. I'll defend her age.
We're seasoned. We're well seasoned.
All right. We'll call this meeting to order. It's 6:31. Roll call.
Boyd Frederick.
Here.
Jeff Wambolt.
Here.
Dave Celebrity.
Here.
Monica Uhas.
Here.
Zach Rodriguez.
Here.
Mackie Van Dixhorn.
Here.
Maria Grenio.
Here.
Supervisor comments?
I have something.
All right.
I did see in the Kenosha News regarding the recent tragedy we had last week, the car accident on Highway 50. There were numerous people, I don't know if they're citizens or former citizens, what have you, that were making comments that our Sheriff's Department is not doing enough on Highway 50. I take Highway 50 every single day just about, and there's always Sheriff's deputies on there. So that is a stance that I want to take where I think our men and women in the Sheriff's Department do their job, and they do a very good job at doing it, for lack of better words. So I don't know where they're getting that, but I see them out there every single day. So can't be somewhere instantly, you know.
Mm-hmm. Chairman, comments none. Approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Using governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Okay. Oh. I went over citizens' comments. Okay. Resolution from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department.
Good evening.
And here on behalf of the Sheriff's Office, as it relates to this resolution for reclassification of the Administrative Programs Coordinator from an E4 to a sworn Sheriff's Department Lieutenant. As it relates to the resolution, the current Administrative Programs Coordinator is separating from the KSD. Present workflow for the position is the KSD Policy Redevelopment, which is Lexapol. The policy redevelopment project has been in progress for the last 3 years and is nearing a complete development and is to go live this fall. Prior to the completion, a new systems administrator will need to be trained and in place. Post-development completion, this project will then require consistent compliance monitoring, consistent and timely policy updating, new policy development, and monitoring of upcoming case law changes. Having had our current Administrative Programs Coordinator background, being a retired sworn captain, has reinforced us the need to have our prior program supervisor to be a sworn ranked position. Additionally, over the last several years, our department has implemented several other significant software programs that requires regular testing, further development, and ongoing supervisory level monitoring. With our current structure of the Administrative Service Division, composed of a captain, two sergeants, two civilian managers, two deputy sheriffs, and 7 clerical employees, the addition of a lieutenant in lieu of a civilian administrative programs coordinator will provide the Sheriff's Department Administrative Division with appropriate command structure and institutional knowledge necessary for supporting our complex public safety system.
Any questions?
I just want the case to be made. Why does it have to be a ranked person?
Well, in that last paragraph, I mean, it's kind of all joined in there. We need somebody in place, A, that has the institutional knowledge, and somebody that can make a informed, competent decision based on what they know for the Sheriff's Department. And that person should be somebody of rank. Where supervisors can come to them and they could go to higher ranking supervisors. Currently, we only have two sergeants and a captain.
But is that why you picked a lieutenant?
Absolutely.
It's somebody in the middle?
Absolutely.
I have a quick question. What is, as you call it, this policy redevelopment project has been in progress for the last 3 years. What is that you're talking about that we administer?
That's a Lexapol project. That is us taking all our policies, our standard operating procedures, and everything else, whether it be roll calls, and combining that into defensible policies that are done on the computer through a company. We have years and years and years of policies and SOPs and everything else in between that this gentleman and another gentleman have been putting together with a company called Lexipol that provide us a platform for defendable in court policies that are consistent throughout the Sheriff's Department.
So they're going into a computer system?
They are in a computer system, correct.
And what were they before then? Just
they were in
a red booklet?
Book. You got it. Yep.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah,
so
paper
you got
pencil.
The three-ring binder.
Exactly. Yep, okay. Which you're all very familiar with.
I guess my concern is the cost. 2020, we're going up about $19,000?
Correct.
And you're saying it's worth that money?
Absolutely.
To go from a civilian...
Absolutely.
To a ranking officer.
Yeah, our administrative services division is the last division really within the Sheriff's Department to really mature as times have gone by. Every other division within, whether it be detentions or patrol, have grown in size. The personnel have grown in size along with the command staff to go hand in hand with it. Our administrative services division has yet to do that. They oversee quite a bit. And the person that would be in charge of taking over for the ABC would be in charge of quite a bit, overseeing the two sergeants and those folks underneath them.
So who
along with the programs.
Now? The sheriff oversees it now?
Yeah, the sheriff's department oversees the complete project, correct.
So with this lieutenant, though, that would be the boss for that department, is that correct?
That would be under the captain of the administrative services division.
And who is that right now?
Justin Miller.
And Lieutenant Miller? Or is it Captain?
Captain Miller.
Captain Miller, I mean, he's in favor of this?
Absolutely.
So, I don't know if you can better explain. I am not making whole sense of it. I mean, for $20,000, what are we getting from a lieutenant that we can't get from a citizen?
They don't have the historical knowledge of the department. The captain, you're blessed to have retired Captain McRoberts be the person to take on this project on the front end. He was a 20-year plus veteran of the Sheriff's Office with the knowledge and the ability to help facilitate this project. Putting a civilian in charge of this, we would lose all the ability to have that historical knowledge, the ability to make the command decisions, and then to propose new ones based on what they know.
Even with the captain overseeing?
Yeah, that division is, there is a tremendous workload for that division. Losing the people in those steps is detrimental. Captain Miller he spins a lot of plates every day. And right now, if we were to put a civilian back in that position, the load along with Lexipol, we're talking additional projects, computerized projects that we've taken on, New World and Telestaff and so on and so forth, all fall under that. And that's what that person would do.
So the New World
would
fall under this position
correct.
Too? And that is complicated.
Absolutely.
I know about that.
I'm sorry, can you define that?
Can you define it?
New World is our new computerized software program that manages pretty much everything we do on a day-to-day, everything from patrol to teletypes.
Right, if you want to look up a call for service, if you want to look
reports.
Up a report, everything is now at the fingertips, and I believe it's the same for your department,
yes, sir.
Of the deputies in the squad. So you could pull up something and look at a past report,
so it's like
which
a
gives you
Google
knowledge.
Of sorts? Search engine?
You know, but localized,
yeah.
You know. It's nice, it's complicated, and older people like me have a hard time working it, but I get the need for it. So that person would oversee.
Yep.
And what would be the capacity of that lieutenant as it relates to New World and LERMS? And
anything that has to do with updating, problem solving. It's constantly evolving. I mean...
Did the former retired captain also?
No, sir. He's been strictly Lexapol.
I guess what I'm trying to do is just justify the money.
It comes with the command structure. We need people in place that have knowledge of the department, how the department has past run, how it presently runs, and be able to make decisions. And for supervisors of lower rank to come to them without having to run to the captain who has planning on this plate.
Do you have someone in mind already for this?
There are a couple people in there. Okay.
And do they have
the
background in technology?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So right now we have an interim of sorts doing this, but not doing the new work.
Currently we have retired Captain McRoberts, the gentleman who's been in place for the past couple of years. He'll be retiring here shortly. We need somebody to be trained and somebody to be brought up to speed prior to that retirement.
So will it be with this new person? I think I know the answer. I'm asking, will we go to the next level as it relates to their competency and abilities versus what we had in the past because they're able to take on LIRMS and new
world? Absolutely. Well, the people that we are contemplating are very well versed in all the computerized facets of the Sheriff's Department.
Who is doing the New World now?
There's a multitude of people doing it.
So it'll be focused with this one person?
Correct. It'll be under one person's umbrella.
Are there issues with having multiple people do it?
Well, I think for not tying people up on a day-to-day basis, I mean, it just takes time. It's a very complex...
Go ahead.
It's a very complex software project of sorts that's always evolving. I mean, there's times where it updates and so on and so forth, but having it under one person who truly understands the ins and outs and being able to troubleshoot while, you know, things are going on, having it all diversified throughout the department, it gets to be a little bit messy.
Is there going to be a cost savings by having one person in charge of this and being well-versed in it, not having to hire outside help, not having to contract with New World or with another contractor with the software to come in and implement new changes? Is this person going to be able to upgrade the software, train staff, create self-help sheets? Is that what this person is going to be doing?
Yes, ma'am. I believe, like I said, the folks that we have in mind are extremely well-versed in this, certainly can train the trainers or be the trainer, and interact with New World if the time comes about where there's a question to be asked or doing some sort of interfacing. These folks are the folks that would be able to handle it.
So in the past, have you had to contract with the software providers for additional help because you didn't have this full-time?
Not currently at this time. I believe there's some sort of process in place, whether it be a warranty of some sort or how long they're going to be in play. I don't know.
Okay.
I just know that the folks that we have considered for this position would certainly be able to answer the questions we need to have answered.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have we looked into contracting with New World to provide those services where someone from that company can come in and teach those in our department or provide an update?
I think dollars and cents wise, it'd be well over what we're proposing here, I think. Again,
but do we have a number from them? I mean, have we asked them?
I wouldn't even know where to begin. We want this party to be a lieutenant with the Sheriff's Department for reasons being, like I stated before, for having the knowledge, historical knowledge of the department, what we need inside the department as it relates to policy and procedure, Lexapol, New World, Telestaff, and all the other nuances that go on. I think New World is just a small piece of it. We're going to put all these pieces under that one umbrella with that lieutenant.
And do we have any citizens that have worked with the... I mean, can a citizen that works with the department access New World?
No.
So, okay, so the guy who has it now doesn't... who's that interim position of sorts, he's not using New World... I don't know, I kind of see what you're saying, but I mean, $20,000 is a lot to justify when you say we have multiple people who know what they're doing and they're kind of doing it as a team. They're kind of working on that, where that's my concern, where if it's working how it is now.
We don't know how it's going to work right now if we lose that. We need somebody in the place of the gentleman that's retired.
So could we not hire a citizen and save $20,000 to do what he's doing now? Because
absolutely not.
Is he not, he's retired now, is he not looked at as a citizen and not
well,
part of the sheriff's deputy?
Correct, but he's also a veteran of the sheriff's department that has 25 years plus of knowledge of the sheriff's department, of the policies that we had past, current, and probably looking into the future.
So you're saying that's a rarity?
Sure,
is that what you're saying?
Because we're blessed to have them in place.
Yeah. Okay.
We wouldn't be where we are today, ready to go live in the fall, if we did not have them.
So you're happy with the lieutenant's position. You don't expect it to go to a captain's position.
Absolutely.
And
not.
You don't want it to be a sergeant's position.
We have those currently. We're just missing that layer. We have the captain and we have two sergeants. We need somebody in between.
Now these sergeants, will they be trained by this lieutenant? Will there be someone else that, like a cross training, so to speak?
Like I said, the lieutenant, I'd want to be in charge of all these processes and all these systems. If those other sergeants have also plenty to do on their plate. If there comes a time where there's a need to branch out, absolutely, they'll be cross trained.
Okay, and then when will this take place? Immediately?
When's
the captain leaving?
I believe July is the time, maybe later on.
I'm sorry, is it on there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Our fiscal manager broke it down. Costly, it's being vacated as of October 1st.
Okay.
So he'll leave on the table about $19,000. If we were to put a lieutenant in there come July to start training with the current gentleman that's in place, the difference salary-wise would be the impact to the sheriff's department would be about $44,000. Our fiscal service manager says we'd have enough within our budget currently to be able to cover those costs with unspent salaries and so on and so forth. So we wouldn't be coming back to anybody and say, hey, we need $45,000 this year to offset that difference.
Well, I'm cautious. Obviously, you're making a decent case. I would motion to approve.
So,
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Yeah. So this year it's $45,000 with, or is that for next year where your finance people are saying we have enough to lower that down to 20? Because my only concern is this only looks down to 2020, so 2021 rolls around. And now we need $45,000 more than we did for 2020.
This is for the 19 is the balance. That's the $44,000. In 2020, if we were to put another theoretic civilian in there, your cost is $107,000 and change. Okay? If we put the sworn lieutenant in 2020, it's $126,000. The difference impacting the budget in 2020 be $18,000.
And that would be that every year moving forward?
Correct.
And a sergeant can't do this?
We currently have two sergeants in that. And I think for the structure purposes, for the rank and file, for to be able to make command decisions, we need a lieutenant in there.
Okay.
It's setting policy for the department, and I don't want a sergeant in there.
Okay. That's all I've got.
All right. We have a motion on the floor. Any further discussion? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Stick around, I need to talk to you after the meeting.
Sure.
Okay. The next thing on the agenda, I believe all but Dave has walked up to me and asked about going back to where we were on the original meeting date.
Yeah. Can we do that?
I talked to the chair, but he goes,
okay.
This is the fact that it's now on the agendas. He goes, let's just, if you guys want to do it, go ahead and do it. Except for October.
Because of the budget.
Because of the budget. You need to go to that, keep it on the second Tuesday. That way you'll have time to review the budget before it's presented. So
I don't have a conflict. I'm fine going back to the first Wednesday at 6:30.
Except that'll make your week real busy the first.
Well,
I know, like, it's easier for me moving it to that first one, especially going into summer now, because I've got PDEC the same Tuesday, so I leave work to go to the PDEC planning session, and then going back out to Walworth, or even if I when I go back to the farm in summers, which is closer than Walworth, no less, but it's, you know, leaving early in the day to go to the planning part, and then making sure I leave work on time to get here.
And but you understand the October.
Yeah, the October is a totally, that makes sense.
Because he's in school,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because
it was the fact of the, he wanted everything on the agendas ahead of time, in case there was questions on it.
Yeah.
And since we have 65% of the budget,
but it can go on the second agenda of the month, right?
Right.
Just like Public Works is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's the pleasure of the committee?
I'm fine with
that. I'm fine.
Yeah,
move it.
So am I.
Do we need a motion?
We need a motion.
I make a motion to move the meetings back to the first Wednesday of the month at 6:30.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Using governance, this won't bother you at all because isn't this your last meeting?
It is.
Or is
I thought it was
you
May.
Or anything?
It's May.
May?
Oh, it's May.
Okay. Second.
Oh, good. I was wondering because there weren't any cookies or anything. So.
Okay. So we're moving. So how do you play? Vote. I was looking right at you when I said that. How do you vote?
Not guilty.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Okay, I'll let the I'll text to the county clerk and the chairman tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then we're moving it back.
Okay.
Okay.
Except right. Except for October.
All right. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Get it over.
I'd rather have it all in 1 week.
Move to adjourn?
No. One other item, just so you guys know. There's going to be executive committee on the 7th. They're already starting to talk about the budget. So just for your heads up on that.
You attend, but we don't.
I attend, but
it's closed, right?
What?
I mean, it's just.
No, but you guys can all attend, but there.
What day did you say?
The 7th.
May 7th.
What day is it?
It's 6:30. It's Tuesday before the.
It's right. It's 7 o'clock before the meeting.
At 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Only a half hour.
That's all. Let's keep put it for.
Mm-hmm. It's probably gonna be guidelines.
In this room, then, right?
Mm-hmm. And otherwise than that, anything coming for us? I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Youth and governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Okay. Do we have anything yet for next month?
If we did, we'd take it up tonight.
Roll Tide, right?
Pardon?
You said Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Get her done. Roll Tide.
As long as you didn't.
And I'll probably see most of you on Thursday.
Yep.